This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Donald Trump is experiencing mild symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus along with the First Lady. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
COVID-19 had reached into the West Wing, but it's now in the Oval Office. President Trump testing positive for a virus that's killed more than 205,000 Americans.
The president does have mild symptoms.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president's energetic and in good spirits. The administration's still struggling to explain why the president traveled to New Jersey for a fundraiser yesterday after finding out a top aide who'd flown with him during the week was already positive.
It was deemed safe for the president to go.
Spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany did not explain why the president didn't tell the crowd in New Jersey that he'd been exposed to the virus. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Leaders and prominent figures from around the world Friday sent their best wishes to President Donald Trump and his family after he announced that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent his best wishes to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump for a quick and complete recovery. The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said in Geneva that his wish was that Trump and his wife have a full and speedy recovery.
I want to start today by wishing them both a full and swift recovery. Our prayers are with them.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had his own bout with COVID-19 earlier this year, sent his best wishes to the President and First Lady. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are also among those who wished the President well. This is VOA News. The United States imposed sanctions on 8 Belarusian officials on Friday, accusing them of involvement in rigging President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election victory in August, or the violent crackdown on protests that followed. The move came after the European Union announced sanctions on 40 people, including the Interior Minister and the head of the Election Commission, achieving a breakthrough on the issue at summit talks in the early hours of Friday morning. Lukashenko was spared, in line with the EU's policy of punishing power brokers as a last resort. He denies electoral fraud and says the protests are backed from overseas. Lebanon has asked Interpol to arrest the captain and owner of a ship responsible for bringing highly explosive cargo into Beirut's port that ultimately led to a blast that killed nearly 200 people in August and devastated the Lebanese capital. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Two men, Boris Prokoshev and Cypriot-based Russian businessman Igor Grekushkin, were confirmed as the captain and owner respectively by security and judicial sources. Russia's National Interpol Bureau declined to comment, while a spokesman for Cypriot police said they received no such request. 2 months since the explosion, questions still remain about why and how the cargo of ammonium nitrate was abandoned in Beirut and why it was subsequently stored in poor conditions there for several years. There have also been accusations of negligence against Lebanese authorities. Nearly 20 people have been detained in Lebanon after the blast, including port and customs officials.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The final jobs report before Election Day shows America's employers added 661,000 jobs in September. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
While the unemployment rate for September fell to 7.9%, the Labor Department report also reflects a third straight month of slower hiring. That does not surprise Gus Fauché, the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
We had big gains as we had businesses that were shut down reopen, but now these businesses are adapting to changed circumstances.
And he sees the September report as a good news, bad news story.
You can either say that the job market is in terrible shape or that the job market is a lot better than it was a few months ago. So I think there are arguments on both sides.
I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble on the news that President Donald Trump had tested positive for the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.48%. The S&P 500 was off by 0.87%. The NASDAQ lost 2.22%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.